It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. If you took R&B and hip-hop, maybe a little bit of techno and some rock, and then you mash them up with classical music, you might get something like this. That's Send Me a Sign. It's off the album Stereotypes by the group Black Violin. Will B on the viola and Kev Marcus on the violin. And the song also features Melanie Fiona and Black Thought of the Roots on vocals. It's a pretty unique mashup, a collaboration between classical instruments and more pop music styles. Black Violin performs tonight at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta, but one half of the duo joins me now. Will B, welcome.
Hey, how are you? Thanks
Your
for having
co-partner's
me.
Not feeling well. Is he going to be okay by tonight?
Hopefully. He's a little sick under the weather, but he'll pull through.
The thing about, at least when you're playing an instrument, it's not like when you're singing, right?
Exactly.
It's okay if you feel a little bit bad.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, it's a good thing it's not me because I do a lot of singing on stage. So
that's
right.
I
have allergies because I've, you know, Atlanta always does this to me. Every time I come here, it's just like the pollen and just, it's just crazy.
But we got the pollen.
Yeah, so, but it should be a fun show tonight, though.
So, tell me a little bit about difference in playing style, because you guys are classically trained, and when you are classically trained, you learn specific ways of doing things, ways of holding your hand on the instrument, ways of bowing.
Absolutely.
Does that change once you take it into more pop style?
No, that doesn't change, and that's one of the main reasons why we're able to do what we're doing, because the fundamentals we've learned from a very young age, and we kept that up, and you need that to be able to do what we do. You know the
why? Why do you say you need it?
Well, I mean, because for us, when we're creating and when we're playing, we're not thinking. We're not thinking about how we're holding the bow because it's second thought, second nature, right?
That's what practice is supposed
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. That's what it does. So when we're playing and we're on stage and we're vibing, it's all about that moment and that feeling. You know what I mean? So the fundamentals, the way you hold the bow, and the way you play and just scales and all the boring stuff that that I didn't want to do, what I thought it was boring, you know, when I was younger. But
we all did.
They're essential to what we do. You need those. You need to master those. And you need to continue to practice those so you can continue.
That's what I was going
to
say. Yeah. Does that mean you still spend those hours in the practice room like you did when you were a student?
Yeah. I don't know about hours, but but I mean, the thing about what we do is, it's funny. My teachers to tell me all the time, listen, practice now because if you become a professional, there's no time, and it's so true because we're touring constantly. So, but yeah, you have to put the time in. You have to put the time in to make sure that you're holding it right and
muscle
the bow
memory.
Exactly.
Let's hear one of my favorites. This is the song called A Flat. Start with? Do you start when you're writing music? Are you starting holding the instrument in your hand?
We always start with the instrument. But this particular track, we started off a producer out of a really good friend of ours, Infamous, out of Miami. He gave us the beat, and we just went into the booth and
played over the top of it.
And that's what came out. You know, literally, that song took maybe 30 minutes to come together. You know. But sometimes, songs take a few months, you know. But this particular one, it was really quick.
I want to play one more, and then I'll ask you about it. This is a song off the new album. This is the title track, Stereotypes. I mean, it's so different hearing an actual real violin play because you're so used to hearing the electronic version, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys seem to have a mission, and your new album really clearly displays it. And I wonder if it comes from people asking you why you've mashed hip-hop with... Are you sick of that question?
We're not. I mean, it comes with the territory. I mean, we don't look like violinists, and what we're playing is not necessarily something that is common You know, so people ask us all types of questions, and that's the one of the reasons why you know, we're able to do what we do, and you know, we're breaking stereotypes. I mean, I started breaking stereotypes the moment I picked up the viola. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that we don't shy from. You know, we accept it, and honestly, we use that as a tool. You know.
And I mean, I should say people can't see you, but you're dressed in kind of a hoodie sweatshirt with a, it looks like a Detroit Tigers cap. I was all excited when you walked in, but it's actually got a treble clef the front of it, which I assume when you wear a treble clef, people ask you about it.
Yeah, they do. And it's funny. They ask me, did you get that custom made? I'm like, no, I bought this in New York, Times Square in Foot Locker, you know, but yeah, I, you know, when I carry the case, people ask me questions all the time. What's in that case? They never guess a viola or a violin. It's always, you know, I've gotten piano, I've gotten keyboard, I've gotten trumpet, trombone, anything. But when I say it's a violin or a viola, they're always like, really? Okay. Didn't expect that, you know?
Does that bother you?
It doesn't, you know? It is what it is, you know? You know, I'm not gonna be offended because I know that you don't think that I would play this, you know what I mean? So it's okay.
I mean, because you guys have been playing professionally now, what, 10 years?
About 12 years we've been doing this. Yeah. So
if they're still asking you, they're probably going to ask you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, it's all right. You know, I think, you know, when we perform, we get on stage and people look at us, we completely shatter their perspective about, you know, what a violin could do or with a person of color can do. So it's all right. I like to be able to, you know, surprise people, you know.
And when you do a performance, I mean, people think of classical musicians as being sort of shut away elite intellectuals, right? But playing an instrument and or singing, that's an athletic pursuit. I mean, you have to be in fairly good shape.
Yeah, I try to stay in shape. I try to work out. Because it is tiring. I mean, you're touring. But to me, when you're on stage, when I'm on stage, it all goes away. You know, the traveling, you know, we flew in from Miami or Fort Lauderdale. We flew into Durham, North Carolina. And we drove here about 6-7 hours. We're going to Nashville tomorrow, Memphis. And it's a blur after that. I don't even know where we go after that.
You're probably one of the few people from your school who's actually making a living still from music.
That's true. But I mean, there's a lot of them that are still doing it. A lot of them are teaching, you know what I mean? Which is cool. Yeah. Sometimes we go to their school and kind of surprise the kids a little bit. But I'll tell you this though, everyone that's played in orchestra in high school with us have learned, have gotten something, you know, from that experience.
But I mean, the other side of this coin, being as a classically trained musician myself, I know that we can be very snotty and elitist to some extent. And
yes.
I wonder what the reaction is of maybe people that you studied with, that you are using your classical techniques for the dark side.
You know what? It's funny. I get asked this question all the time, but surprisingly, they love it, right? And they're always intrigued by it because as a classical musician, as you know, you're not taught to do this. You're not taught to think outside the box. You're not taught to play whatever you want. So the fact that we can do it, they're looking at it like, my God, how did you do that? You know what I'm saying? And they love it because it kind of gives them almost like, okay, I was thinking about doing something similar. Maybe it's not hip-hop. Maybe it's whatever music that they love. And now it's almost like we're giving them a voice, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they love it. I think, you know, like you said, you know, classical in general, in terms of the genre, is like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not so inclusive, you know, and that's one of the things.
No, they want you to sing Bach the exact way they sang Bach in the 1700s.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think as a genre, they, you know, we need to really learn how to educate the listeners. So the genre can kind of progress in a way, you know what I mean? Because I know for me in South Florida, classical music is not heard, really, you know what I mean? So I think we need to start doing that to really bring a lot of the young kids into the genre.
That is musician Will B. He, together with Kev Marcus, they are Black Violin, and the duo performs tonight at 7 o'clock at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.